to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're
moving on up
to the east side.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
Ah, still behaving yourselves? That's nice.
When are you gonna get out of here?
What are you kidding? I haven't even started on the bedrooms yet.
Oh. Hey, lady, you're a good cook.
Thank you.
That reminds me, I'm starving.
Just like old times, huh?
Yeah, remember those chocolate cakes you used to make? Mm.
I remember what you tried to do with one of them.
Look, I know what you're thinking, Bunker, but I'm talking about all the people. Blacks, browns, yellows, and whites.
How come you put the whites last?
Look, I just want to help the community.
Eat at the phone. Well, if you want to help the community, you can bring the prices down in your store there. I mean, $12 to fix that hole, that's a disgrace.
Yeah, Luis, he's here. Oh. Louise wants to know what happened to her chocolate cake.
Oh, the cake, huh? Tell Louise that George is over here trying to buy votes with it.
Yeah, I'll tell him, Louise. Goodbye. Louise wants to see you back home right away.
Imagine that. Only one day in politics and already he's stealing and bribing. Now he expects me to sign this here petition of his.
Look, I hear you loud and clear, Bunker, and I don't need you anyway.
You ain't the only honky on the beach.
Can you beat that? A guy comes waltzing in here with a petition, wants me to sign a thing without even reading it. Now, I mean, he takes the cake.
Yeah, Archie could drive you mad, but at least he was the devil we knew. When we moved here, I was so worried about the new people we were going to meet. And then the first neighbor we met was Mr. Bentley. He was so nice and friendly.
And weird.
You think Mr. Bentley is weird? Have you ever taken a good look at us?
What are you talking about? Ain't nothing strange about us.
Oh, no.
You want to try it again?
Well,
knock, knock.
Who's there?
George Jefferson!
Well, Weezy, what do you think?
I think you should pick door number 3. Oh, George, you all right?
Of course I'm all right. What are you two doing here?
Just visiting, Snoopy.
Are you sure we're putting this on right?
I think so.
Wait a minute, Miss Jefferson, this thing is heavy.
Well, I'm going to have to carry it. Let it go, Florence.
All right.
Open my eyes now, George.
If I was you, I would keep them closed.
Reach!
Oh, my goodness!
My box is yours from the Navy. I ain't seen these in years.
What's that?
Oh, that's my cup.
That fuck. You never know what she's going to say or do. Like that time I told her all I wanted was a good maid.
And you certainly got one.
Hello, George. Shh.
Where's Fawn?
She's in her room.
Good.
Good evening, Master Jefferson, sir.
What are you wearing?
Why, this is my new maiden uniform. I just bought it today, sir.
Why? Are we having pancakes for dinner?
Ain't he funny, Miss Jefferson?
If he were any funnier, they'd put him away.
You give me them shoes, Master Jefferson.
For what?
They need shining.
Look, Florence.
Now, just let me help you take them off.
Look, Florence, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I don't mind. Just lift your little foot.
Look, you ain't supposed to be shining nobody's shoe.
Well, don't you think I can do a good job?
Well, sure you could, but...
Well, then just let me help you take them off.
Florence, you get out my shoes.
Oh, Lord, see me, I done made you mad.
No, I ain't.
I'm sorry, boy.
Hey, I get it.
We've had some good times here, George.
Yeah.
Lionel and Jenny got married here.
I thought you remembered the good times.
Well, it was touch and go with Lionel before we got that far.
Oh, look at this guy with his suitcase. What, are you moving in too?
Hell no. This is Lionel's suitcase. I want to get him out of here as soon as possible. If he wants to stay in the motel, here's the money to pay for it. I don't want him asking for nothing from this house. If my son wants to run away, I can afford it.
Don't pay him any attention, Archie. He's crazy.
What?
He's not going to any motel. He's staying here.
He ain't gonna shame me by staying here.
Louise, I think your husband's right.
George, I want you to apologize to our son.
We don't have a son, Louise. But don't worry, we can start all over again. You can give me another boy.
You better call Parcel Post. Because I've stopped making deliveries.
I don't want to hear this.
Remember Lionel's graduation day? Everything went just perfect.
Yeah, he got perfectly drunk.
Drunk? I didn't know that.
I know you didn't.
Well, isn't this nice?
No.
Well, isn't this nice?
Don't you two have anything else to say?
Oh, sure.
It's your suit, Mr. Jefferson. I've fallen in love with this suit. The style, the fabric, the lining. Ooh, the lining is doing it today. You know what else I think?
Do you ever think so now?
Well, I was thinking, Mr. Jefferson, that I have always admired you. A self-made man who came up the hard way, all the way from nothing. Now you got 5 cleaning stores.
6.
6, that's right. And who knows, maybe someday there'll be 7 or 8. But see, the point is, Mr. Jefferson, you did it by yourself. And to think, it started out in a cotton field in Alabama 46 years ago.
45.
No! That's even more remarkable to get this far so soon. But you're still a young man, Mr. Jefferson. Young looking, too. You know, if I didn't know you, I'd never guess you were old enough to be Lionel's father.
I know why she's out of breath. And why are you breathing so hard?
I can't help myself. I get carried away when I'm this close to you.
And he and Jenny had their problems along the way, too.
Jenny, I don't understand this.
Oh, come on, Mama. Come on now, get down.
Look, Jenny, your mother told me you were crying as though your heart was breaking. how Mama likes exaggerating. Come on, Papa, get down.
Exaggerate? I did not exaggerate. Something was going on between you and Ryan.
Yeah, well, nothing much. We had a disagreement, that's all.
That's all?
Yeah, but we came to an understanding.
You see, Helen, there's no problem.
What kind of understanding? What kind of understanding?
The wedding is off.
What? Look here, Jenny. Tom, will you stop dancing?
Do you have any objections to your daughter marrying Lionel?
Of course not. Lionel's a fine young man, in spite of his father.
Well, do you have any objections to your son marrying Jenny?
It ain't that. It's just the kind of wedding he's throwing that I object to.
Well, that's such a silly thing to argue about. The basic wedding ceremony is very simple, and it's quite beautiful. You see, all the minister has to do is say, Lionel, do you take Jenny to be your lawful wedded wife? And then Lionel would say,
I do.
And then he would say, Jenny, do you take Lionel to be your lawful wedded husband? And then Jenny would say,
I do.
You see, it's all very simple. And as long as it's witnessed by two people, like those over there, then all the minister has to do is say, by the power vested in me by the state of New York, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Oh.
Weezy, now, what's wrong with you?
I always cry at weddings.
Yeah, if you cry now, what you gonna do at the real wedding?
George, this is the real wedding.
What?
She's right, George. Our children are married.
They're what?
You mean that was it? Lionel, how could you do this to me?
Because I love you, Pop. And, you know, I just didn't want to get married without you being there.
Married without a band.
But I love my daddy.
Did you really marry them?
Nope, they married each other. I just performed the ceremony.
Oh, George.
Oh, don't cry, Wheezy. Think of the good side.
What good side?
We're together, you and me.
Remember your old Navy buddy? Now, let's get something straight, Wendell. You'd better keep away from me.
Oh, hey, Louise.
Don't you hey Louise me. You're supposed to be George's best friend. Where do you get off making passes at me and right under his nose, too?
Easy, Mama.
The only reason I haven't said anything earlier is because I didn't want to hurt George's feelings. But if you put your hand on me one more time, you're going to draw back a nub.
No, no, you got me wrong. I ain't gonna use my hands. Look. I like a woman with a little fire.
Now, I'm warning you, Wendell. You take one more step and I'll let loose with the loudest scream you ever heard.
Hey, that sounds groovy, because we both understand that a no means a yes.
Not in this house.
Yeah, Wendell was hitting on you and Mama was hitting on him.
Yeah, that was quite a night.
You know something, Wheezy? Maybe you never noticed this, but sometimes I don't appreciate you enough.
Really?
How many years have you known, Mom?
I don't know.
25, 26. What does it matter now? It's all dirty water under the bridge.
And how many times has she lied to you?
Weezy never lied to me.
You see?
She just never told me things she wanted me to know.
You know she loves you.
What's that got to do with it? Louise loves everybody.
Uh-huh.
Look, don't you aha me. There have been enough ahas for one day.
Pop, remember when any of our old neighbors in Harlem used to get sick? Who was it who always looked after them?
Your mother. That's another one of Weezy's faults. Always helping people.
And stray cats.
And stray cats. Always petting them and hugging them and picking them up and feeding them better than she feeds me.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Mom is, too sentimental.
Mm-hmm. She'd hug a rhinoceros if it was lost.
There's something I want to say.
Yes, I want to say something to you, too.
Will you let me say my say first?
Sorry, George.
Well, when I went out of here before, I went over to Mama's.
You went crying to your mother?
I didn't go crying. I went mad.
Oh, I thought it was the wife who was always supposed to run away to Mama.
Will you cut it out before I get mad again? Anyway, she told me something about you.
Oh, I bet she did.
No, I mean something nice.
Oh.
She knew you were jiving this morning about us going out with the Hendricks.
She did?
Mm-hmm. She read it in your face. So I got to thinking. No matter how much you wanted us to be alone together, you had trouble making up that story.
That's right. That's like what I wanted to tell you, George. You see...
Will you hush up? Anyhow, I can see it plain now. If you can't lie for yourself, then I had no business asking you to lie for me.
Thank you, George.
Now, what you got to say?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I think you nearly said it.
Good. See, your trouble, Weezy, is you were born honest, you know? I guess that's one of the reasons I feel about you the way I do.
Oh, what way is that, George?
Well, you know, I told you before.
What did you tell me before?
You know, something nice.
You mean that I'm beautiful?
No.
You mean I'm not beautiful?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you better say something.
All right. I love you. I love you.
Oh, God. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Weezy. You're a good woman. A very good woman. You know, you really deserve me.
I think I heard him coming back. Can you hear him?
No. Look, I don't care what that turkey steals out there, Weezy, as long as he don't hurt you.
Oh, George.
I don't think I can live without you, Weezy.
He's coming for us.
Don't panic, Weezy. I'll get...
I ain't cleaning up after no wild party. That place looks like it's been looted.
Florence, quick, untie us.
I never thought the day would come when I'd be glad to see you. Is he still out there?
Who?
The burglar.
What burglar? The front door's wide open, and ain't nothing out there but a big mess.
Thank God he's gone.
What happened? Who did it? How'd he get in? What did he look like?
How come your hands don't work as fast as your mouth?
We don't know who it was, but thank God you came back. Oh, why did you come back so soon? What happened to your date?
That ugly no-count turkey didn't show up.
You said he was smart.
I think I'll untie you first. How long you been like this?
Oh, I don't know. Seems like hours.
Just you and him? You poor woman. What did you do all that time?
Oh, we talked.
Talked? About what?
Oh, Florence, it was beautiful. I was scared to death tonight. But I'll always
cherish... It ain't none of your damn business what we talked about. I was trying to get us loose so I could catch that crook. What we talked about don't matter.
Mr. Jefferson's right.
We were pretty busy. That's why I guess I can't remember anything we talked about.
Well, don't just stand there. Untie me. What? Hey, where's that going? Hey, wait a minute. I gotta go to the bathroom.